Seems ages since I was here on a Sunday afternoon. I think it's 3 or 4 weeks. Could you put the first slide up, please, Melvin? We had to swap the projectors over today. There's something wrong with our main projector, so apologies if this doesn't look great. There's a map up there, and I just put it on to say that Peter wrote his letter, 1 Peter, to believers who were scattered across the land that we now call Turkey, and he was encouraging them to stand fast. And he begins his letter with a stirring reminder of what God has done for them in having caused them to be born again. God's given them an inheritance in heaven that they can never lose. Any trouble that comes their way can't take that inheritance away. In the future, they're going to see Jesus face to face. And even now, they, like us, enjoy the salvation that the prophets searched for. And the last time I preached, I remember showing you a picture, as it were, with the angels standing on tiptoe, looking at the scene of the Last Supper and wondering what on earth was going on. Those people that Peter was writing to, they were enjoying that salvation, which the angels really didn't understand. And Peter's whole point here is to say that God loves us so much that he has saved us and he has promised us an eternal inheritance. Nothing that happens to us on earth can cause God to break his promises to us. Now, this chapter really breaks down into sections. I know we've been on it for some time, but it really breaks down into sections. There's verses 1 to 12, reminding them of all that God's done for them. Then the next bit is to be holy. Then verses 17 to 21, fear God. And verses 22 to 25, love one another deeply. Now, if it had been us, if you look at the order as it's there on the screen at the moment, if it had been us, I think we'd have probably reversed the order here to love one another, be holy, and fear God. I'm absolutely certain we'd have put it the other way around. We understand the idea behind love one another, and we're good at putting ourselves first, so I guess that's why we'd have put that first. Loving one another sounds great, even if it is desperately hard to practice. Being holy, we might have put second. Well, we know it's important, but we still make excuses by saying, well, of course, we all sin. So we excuse ourselves from that. Fearing God would probably come last because it's easy to put God last. And it's easy to say, well, we don't really know what this means. And it sounds a bit negative. Whoever's going to be attracted to a church, it's difficult enough to get people in as it is these days without getting them in and then telling them they've got to fear God. That's a bit of a turn-off message. So maybe we'll skip that. But we have to preach what the Bible says and not turn it round to suit ourselves. But people do normally prefer to hear about God loving them rather than them fearing him. But how much do you think we would grow as Christians if we only paid attention to those bits of scripture we either like or we understand at first sight? If we want to grow as Christians, we have to do something about trying to understand those teachings from the Bible which challenge us and which make us feel uncomfortable. So let's listen to today's reading. I'm going to begin to read at verse 13. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Our passage begins with these words. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. There's a lot in that that we're going to struggle with, I guess. The average English speaker, for whom English is their first language, has an immediate problem with the word fear. It's translated from the Greek word phobos, from which we get the English word phobia. Now, we live in a time where ideas from modern psychiatry have completely permeated our thinking, including dozens of named phobias. Pat and I were joking about this at home, and I said, well, I wonder what the phobia for not doing the washing up would be. I feel I suffer from a bad case of that sometimes. You know, there are dozens of named phobias, and a phobia is normally an irrational fear of something leading to acute anxiety. One of the few things that really gets me in that state is if I have to go into a small tunnel. I don't mean a railway tunnel, a decent-sized tunnel, but if I have to go underground where there's a small tunnel, I hate it. And there's, when I've taken parties to Israel, there's a place in the in Akko, a town of Akko, where you take the pilgrims into a fort, and you go in at one end, and you have to go through this awful tunnel under the ground for what seems like miles, and then you come out somewhere else. I've worked out a way to do this. I always get the party through first. I say, you go on ahead, you go on ahead, you go on ahead, I'll catch you up. And when they've gone and there's a gap, I scuttle through as fast as I can, because I really, really don't like being stuck in tunnels. I think the first time, that's probably the only time in Catherine's life she's ever seen it, was after we went to the New Year's celebrations in London on the tube afterwards. We're crowded in like sardines, which I can cope with,